salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 18, verse number 9. Let's back up to verse number 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, verse number 14, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And so the Lord brings this a parable, and about two men, very much representative of the things that happened in that day. And so, when our understanding of a parable is the Lord taking earthly things and describing spiritual meaning unto us in them. In this, the Lord actually used an account that no doubt had happened in days gone by. Maybe not in this particular way, but it makes the point about this that's said in verse number 9. He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You know, it's very interesting that the Lord points this out to us, that this is something that self-righteousness does. Self-righteousness amongst men and women, boys and girls, self-righteousness causes us to be one up in our minds on others. And the thing is, when it comes to righteousness, the only way a sinner can have righteousness is through the work, the atonement, the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what that righteousness by Christ does is makes one humble indeed, because recipients of the righteousness of Christ, when their hearts are right, they know that their righteousness has been given unto them, could not be earned by them. And they don't look upon others in this despising way. This Pharisee prays with himself, the Lord Jesus says. His prayer doesn't get it above his head. He praises the Lord that he's not like other men, not even like this publican that's standing here near him. And then he goes to the Lord, telling the Lord what he does. And he fasts twice a week and gives tithes of all he possesses. And as if that is enough, to garner favor with the Lord and blessing from the Lord. May we understand that what we do in and of ourselves is nothing. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, Brother Isaiah declares. The best day and the best moment that you and I have ever had is like a filthy rag before God. We do well not bringing our righteousnesses before God. The child of God, having the Spirit of God living within, does pursue works and good works indeed unto the glorification of the Father. As John chapter 3 says, that it may be known by those around that God is working in the individual, that their works are wrought in God, it says there in John chapter 3. The publican, however, he stood afar off. He saw himself not being justified to come in near, but he just got inside the door, if you will, wouldn't lift up his eyes to heaven, smote upon his breast, signifying his great conviction about what he's going to say, his guilt, his need. And he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This man knows that he has no righteousness in and of himself. He knows that he needs the help of God. He knows he needs the mercy of God. Jesus said between the two, this man that humbled himself went home justified. And that term justification is not something that we use often, but it's a word that's a Bible word used much in the scriptures. That publican went down to his house as if he had never sinned, justified. Why? Because he humbled himself before God. Those that are humbled will be exalted, and that exaltation has to do with deliverance. Deliverance unto God. When the Lord saves a sinner, he brings them ultimately to himself, and one day will physically be with the Lord forever. But this man that exalted himself, that's all he has. He doesn't have the Lord. He doesn't have anything. He has filthy rags for the righteousness that he claims. In verse number 15 of this chapter, Luke 18, and they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. And Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So as it was in the Lord's ministry and in that day, they would bring everyone that was ill, everyone that had a malady, everyone that had an illness, everyone that had a problem, they would bring them to Jesus and Jesus would heal them. And it would be natural for mothers wanting to bring their little children, children that they thought maybe had something wrong with them, or maybe a child that was healthy and well, but they would want Jesus to touch the child. No better blessing than the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be touched by him. And those mothers, seeing the power and the ability and the gracious words that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord, indeed they would want this Lord Jesus to touch their child. We who are saved, we want the Lord to touch our children too. Quite a contrast between those whose are the Lord's and whose hearts are right. They want their children to have the same thing that they have. And sad to say in our day that many parents think that there's a means, a method, a way to automatically bring and usher their children into salvation. The way is the Lord Jesus. And the salvation of the soul is between the Lord Jesus and that individual. It's up to and appropriate for the parent to be a good witness of good things in Christ and to their children. The salvation of the soul is between that individual and the Lord Jesus. And may God help that parents not deceive their children and to just making a 1-2-3 step unto salvation and doom their children to an eternity in hell thereby. The Lord Jesus said that the Pharisees were one. The Pharisees and the Sadducees look to proselyte individuals and make them like them and made them indeed twofold the child of hell. Parents are called by the Lord to be a witness of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ unto their children. to encourage them and admonish them that they would repent of their sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of their own souls. But that's as far as a parent can go. We need to pray. We need to pray that our Lord would be merciful and touch our children. When the disciples saw that these mothers brought their infants, these fathers brought their infants into the Lord that he might touch them, they rebuked him. They said, get out of here. He doesn't have time for that. Get those children out of here. I think it's significant of the day, indicative of the day, where children and women were not valued as they should be. And they lived in a day that it was just not appropriate in their minds to esteem women and children very well. And so the Lord Jesus says, but Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. He said, you apostles, you disciples, let them come. Let them come unto me, and you don't tell them no. Don't forbid them. Because as these little children are in their infancy and their great need and their dependence, they're like the kingdom of God. And indeed we are. We are like the kingdom. We are, the kingdom of God is indeed like little children. We need everything from one that loves us. Jesus says in verse number 17, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. The kingdom of God. It's received and entered into as a little child. How is it with a little child? A little child that has been cared for and reared appropriately and according to the kindness and love and discipline according to the Word of God is dependent and trustworthy of all those that are near. They have to trust their children, their parents rather. The children have to trust their parents for their every need. Totally dependent upon them in every way. Totally dependent upon the older person, the parent, the grandparent, the aunt, the uncle. And that's the way the Lord says those that enter into the kingdom of God are like little children. Do you ball up at the thought of being called a little child? I tell you what, do not, because that's the best place to be in before the Lord is to be a child of the Lord. To be a little child of the Lord. To believe the Lord and what he says, that we're sinners. We need a Savior, and he's the one. And by his death, burial, and resurrection, a sinner such as myself and as you can be forgiven of our sins, be granted everlasting life. Just by that sinner simply trusting, repenting, and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com.
or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.